Now, do any of the children, do you remember what I preached about last time? It was a long time ago. No. Isla is very honest. No, she said. Anybody remember? Now, if Ethan was here, he would remember. Ethan.
Ethan? No.
Well, it was about my bank account in heaven. And I'd like to continue the theme, but it's my new bank account. Now have a new bank account in heaven. You know, it's a mix. The story is a mix of experience, like Pilgrim's Progress, and, you know, plus the thoughts you think just as you're dropping off to sleep. The wanderings from the mind after you've woken up in the night, just beginning to daydream a bit. Just recently, I had a strong feeling that the good Lord was tapping on my shoulder. Might have been something that I'd read, maybe something I'd eaten, maybe something I'd done. But I'd like to share with you my imaginary journey with you this morning. Ran something like this. It was in that half sleep, just as you're slipping gently away from the conscious world into the world of dreams, that the Lord impressed me that I should update my bank account. He had a new account that would be better for my personal needs. It was a great idea. If the Lord recommended it, well, you know, surely this would be wonderful. Oh, yes, Lord. I'd love to update my bank account. I asked the Lord if I could have a bank statement, as I'd never had one with the old account. The Lord said, yes, you can have a bank statement. It will be in your email the following day. Imagine my excitement when I woke up and rushed to my laptop and opened my email account. There's an email from the Bank of Heaven. Couldn't believe my eyes. And I have a bank account. I think our folks at the bank may, at the back, may have a copy of the bank account. Here is my bank account. Bank of Heaven advance account. It says, Tony Crouch, Bank of Heaven daily transfer. Amazing. 86,400 pounds. I couldn't believe it. There he was. 86,000. £400. Of course, you know, I thought it was a joke. I said to the Lord, you know, I'm not taking this too seriously, Lord. But during my siesta time, I have a siesta, the Lord impressed me that it really was true. It really was true. My. Sometime late at night, I think just probably as I was dropping off in the land of dreams, I told my wife. I said, here, look, I've got something to show you. You just will not believe this. It's incredible. And I opened the bank account again. It said paid in 86,400, paid out 86,400. Balance zero. My money had all been paid out. Why? It's completely empty. I said to the Lord, where's my money gone? 86,400 pounds you'd given me? There was a long, long pause. And then a voice spoke to me and said, pounds, pounds, your account is not registered in money. Bank of Heaven accounts are in time. Each day you receive just 86,400 seconds. At the end of the day, there is nothing left. Anna has a solo for us.
Worship His.
Scripture reading. What are you doing here, Elijah? You could rephrase that perhaps a little bit and say, Elijah, how are you spending your time? Why are you wasting it sitting here? And again, at the end of the scripture reading, again, what are you doing here, Elijah? There's a quote from Victor Hugo. It says, "Short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time." The Bible has a number of scripture readings. There are hundreds of them. But I have a little army of helpers who are going to read just four of them. If they'd like to come up, know who you are, you might as well all come up together. Okay, now what do you have?
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 to 11.
Proverbs chapter 6, verses 9 to 11.
Good morning, church. I'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? Asleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man.
My verse is Psalms chapter 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens.
Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 17. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord wants. What the Lord's will is.
Thank you. Thank you very much for reading them so nicely. Especially as I've got a husky throat. The Bible does not... The Bible does not... I've got my orders. Okay, start again. The Bible does not favour wasting time. There's another couple of quotes I have for you. One now. Save the excuses. It's not about having time, it's about making time. If it matters, you'll make time. You know, we claim to be people of the book. We read in Joel that it's true, you know, our Young folks are going to see vision, and our old men are going to dream dreams. There's some texts that I have here. How are you spending your time? Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. I will give to each person according to what they have done. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And so we have these texts, all from Revelation. Revelation 3:11. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. 22:7. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy in this book. And then the first one we read, 22:12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me. We'll give to everyone according to what he has done. Revelation 22:20. He who testifies to these things, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. How do you spend your 86,400 seconds each day? The Lord has challenged me. I could tell you a few more impressions that I had, but might be a bit embarrassing. Lord, I've done things for you. I read my Bible in the morning, done my morning worship. And the feeling is, yes, but you were in bed when you read it. Who have you been involved with? Story of the little girl who went to the nursing home. You never know whose hearts you can touch by just a friendly word, just showing them the love of Jesus, without even mention his name to start with, that they may see Jesus in you. I just want to leave you with one more quote. Left a very, very big impression on me. It is by Woodrow Kroll. It simply says, "You have eternity to enjoy the honeymoon, but only a short time to prepare for the wedding." Amen.